You know, you really shouldn't bother trying. There's no way you can break out of those chains. You're gonna hurt yourself more if you keep doing that. The keys are with me, sweetheart, and you're never getting them. You're a slippery little minx, that's for sure. I admit, I underestimated your ability to protect yourself from me. You had me looking for ways to trap you for weeks, and every time I was getting close, you'd slip away. You should have known that I am not the type to be easily dissuaded. I enjoy challenges. You know what they say. Anything worth having doesn't come easy. And all that. I think after all the effort I've put to find you and have you right where I want you, it will all be worth it. Such a gorgeous woman like you will not be put to waste. I will savor every second of this. Ah, that look on your face is just perfect. Your eyes say it all. You're not only scared, you're angry. I've never seen such fire before. Most would just break down in tears and give up. But you? You may have looked meek the first time I saw you, but you're a pretty feisty one deep inside, aren't you? I have a feeling you'll be my favorite. Now that I'm looking at you up close, I can't help but just stare at your skin. So soft, so supple, so fucking beautiful. But then I look up at your face, and it's those eyes, so bright and intense, filled with fire. Eyes go away, until the fire dies down, no embers left to ignite, all dull, dead, snuff. To fuck you until you're broken. already told you, you really shouldn't even try because you're never getting away. Stop struggling, sweetheart. It'll only hurt more. All right, that's about enough. You see this knife? Look at it. Look at me. I already tore all your clothes off, princess. What do you think will this knife cut through now? Now that there's no fabric left to tear, huh? Shall I cut your cheek? That little jolt of yours was amusing. It's nice and cold, isn't it? On my fingertips, it feels like an ordinary blade. But pressed against your flushed skin, I like the skin on your chest. It must be giving you goosebumps. And if you're not careful, I might just make you bleed as well. So be a good girl, gorgeous, and just give in. Or do you want me to just press this knife against your throat? That's right. Such a shame I had to gag you. I would have loved to kiss those lips of yours. But that's alright. I will have it later when you're properly broken. Shh. Don't cry now. I promise I'll treat you right. You are my favorite after all. I'll even do a little bit of foreplay before we get started. Here, let me lick my fingers and get you nice and wet for me. Your body will. Who knows? You might even come for me. Your mind can fight against it. Shut down on its own. I don't really care. is that you'll be left a mess when I'm through with you. I will fuck you until you've given up completely. Until mind, body, and soul are unable to resist anymore. Until any hint of defiance will have gone away. And you'll be reduced to beg for my cock. Your rapist's cock. I will have you beg for me. You will beg for me to make you mine. It might not happen now, and I don't expect it to be that easy. In fact, I don't want it to be that easy, but you will break. And when you do, that's when I'll be done with you. There we go. Nice and dripping wet. That should be enough to loosen you up for a bit. You taste as good as you look, sweetheart. Now, let's get started, shall we? Fuck. Your pussy's so goddamn tight. Good thing I got you wet and ready for me. Look at me. Look at me while I fuck you. Look at me while I ram my cock in you. I want to see those eyes of yours widen in panic. I want to see the fire in your eyes die. Fuck. I remember that when we first met. I remember the first time I saw you. You looked so stunning. So innocent. Naive. And pure. Skirt while you hung out with your friends. Fuck. eyes shone brightly when you spoke to me, remember? Remember when I asked you for directions? Your friends all looked at me funny. But you? You were only too happy to help out. Despite me being a complete stranger. Innocent girls like you, I love to destroy the most. Despite being innocent, you were different from all my victims. You had guts. I remember the first time I tried luring you. Oh, you were clever. You easily wriggled your way out of that one. And after that, you made sure never to be seen outside without someone accompanying you. You always looked behind you too, to see if I was still stalking you. Such a thrill for me to chase you down. And now you're here, and you're all mine, and you can't do anything about it except to accept it. I can see your spirit wavering. Good. You know what would drive you wild? My finger rubbing your clit. I told you I'd take care of you. How does it feel, sweetheart, to be pleasured by your own rapist? To be torn apart by his own cock while he draws circles around your clit? Does it make you feel disgusted? Or does it make you want more? You're bucking your hips wildly, and you're squirming underneath me. Oh, you can no longer deny how much your body wants this. Look at me. Don't you dare look away. I want to see your eyes. Fuck. That desperation.
anger. You're trying so hard to deny yourself the pleasure of a cock thrusting deep inside you. But your body is giving in. Oh. Oh, I bet you're even close to coming now. The way your cunt is squeezing my cock. Fuck, you are so goddamn tight now. I can see your wetness dripping down your thighs and pooling on the sheets. You can try to resist as much as you can. But I'll tell you a secret, sweetheart. The longer you resist, the better it's going to feel when you eventually come. Oh, that look in your eyes. You're so conflicted, so confused. Oh, poor girl. Just give your body what it wants and come. Come for me. Come for me, or else it'll only be worse for you. Come now. Fuck, that was good. You should have seen the way your body arched for me. And that final, muffled moan of yours was glorious. Who would have thought you'd actually come on command? I see your eye still has some glimmer of fire with them. That's good. That means we can go for another round. No, no, no. Don't pass out on me. I'm already raring to go again. You're going to stay awake until I'm finished with you. Remember, it's not over until you're broken, sweetie. And we have a long way to go. Now, I'm going to take this gag off. You can scream all you want. But no one is going to hear you. I suggest you save the remaining energy you have for the next round. Now, open wide and take my cock in your mouth. Try anything funny, and this knife will slice through your throat. Good girl.